Zog the Mishnah, daf nun hey omid beis, towards the bottom. Shisha dvorim osu anshe irichoi. This Mishnah digresses after we said this whole parak about different mokim shenogus. The last Mishnah in the parak talks about other anhogas. Not mokim shenogu, but other anhogas. Now, one of these anhogas happens to be an anhoga of Erev Pesach, of Yudalot. That's how it comes in. Shishet v'chom also Anshi Yirichot with six things that Anshi Yirichot did. Al shloisha michu b'yodom, three of them lechom remoicha, v'al shloisha lo michu b'yodom. So three things that they did six things. They were noyig, people in Yirichot. Three of them chachom remoichon, three of them they were not moichon. Ve'elu en shloim michu b'yodom, what were the three things that they were not moichon? Number one, Markivim Tkolim Kolayoyim. Kolayoyim, this is talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach means even after Chatzos, which is man of Issa Melocha, they were Markiv Tkolim the whole day. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what their Hakova was that they did. Now, this Hakova was in order to save the tree from getting lost. It was a type of Hakova that was Mutter. And the reason why Lamaisa did it the whole day, at the end of the day, they weren't in Yerushalayim in the Mokum of Pesach, of Korim Pesach. They were in Yerichoy. So Lamaisa, It was loy michu biyodom. The next thing that they did, korchen eshma. They were korich shma, just like korich means putting together. Korich. So they did shma, putting together without stopping at certain points we are supposed to stop. And we're going to discuss what those points are. V'koytzrin v'goytzrin lifnei ha'oymer. The oymer is supposed to be reishis k'tzirchem. The first harvest is the k'tzirchus ha'oymer. Now, be'etzem, something that's royal lahakiv by oimer, you can't be koitzer. You have to wait for the akravas oimer to be koitzer. That's when hutar and chodosh. So, but lemais, the things that are not mekoimeshe atomevi oimer, because after all, like Rashi brings over here, you're not goris koitzin, because lemaisa mokim she atomevi at the koitzer, and yerichoy was called amokim, and amokim is not the place of bringing the oimer. So the ktsira over there is not a stira to reish ktsirchem. But the problem was goitchin. Goitchin means piling up. You can't pile up until the akrova. So the real issue that they had with them, which be'etzer was loy michu, but what they did was they were koitzer v'goidish lefin ha'oimer. The ikka is the goidish. The koitzer is a glashi not goiris, because it's not memokim shata maybe, so it's not a stira to reish ktsirchem. But to prep and to do other things, they have to wait. So the goitchin lefin ha'oimer, they weren't moicha, but it was loy michu. There were things that they did they weren't too happy about. The elu shemichu, but there are three things that they were actually moicha on. Number one, matirin gomziyay shel hekdesh. Gomziyay shel hekdesh are gidulim. Their forefathers, their ancestors, were makdesh ilonis, let's say. But they were makdesh only the bark itself, not the gomziyos that grow afterwards. So that's called gidulim. Those, the gidulim, after they were cut, the new branches grow. So they were matir, that they held was not part of the hekdesh. They were matirin gomziyay shel hekdesh. Number two, dafnun vavam ra'alev. What did you say? Gomziyos are those branches that grow. Zok Rashi, gidulin anofim shegodlu b'chorum v'shikmin shegdishu avasein heino yematirin lohonis min ha-gidulim derech choy v'shikmo l'koytsoy l'shevashonim v'chozim v'gdelim v'toysvin v'korim k'tzosin korle b'sul l'shikmo u'mishenikzat korle san shikmo v'gdishu mitchilo k'shem v'kutzotim v'nitoys v'lach mikan gomziyos. So these are the branches that grow after the hektish of the etzem bark, of the etzem roots, that their forefathers were makdish, they held that the gidulim are not hekdish, and I'll be nan from it. But they were moicha, chom and moicha on that. The next thing, dafnun vavam ra'alev, after it was cut, and then it regrows, that they held was not hekdish. The next thing is, v'oichlin mitachas ha'neshorim. Neshorim are dekel trees, that's meisha peiris, so they ate from those dates that fell from the dekel tree. Now, if you eat from Shabbos, it looks like you plucked it on Shabbos. So, remoicha. Now, really, it fell. Is it muktzeh? It wasn't ready to eat at the onset of Shabbos. In the chnami, so they were moicha taka. It's not just marasayin. It looks like it's it looks like you plucked it. It's noilad. It was muktzeh till now in the chnami. So they were moicha taka. V'noisnim peyah leyerek, and then gave peyah to yerek. Now yerek is be'etzem potter from peyah. There's no peyah on the yerek. Peya is a din in fruits, not in vegetables. The reason why we're moicha is because an oni thinks that it's proper peya. And peya is potem in a maisa. So really, it's not potem and amaisa because it's tevel. So they were moicher because it ended up being a big michshel because they eating it betevel betivlo, thinking that it's potem and amaisa matnas anim apotem. But it's not really matnas anim. It's not chal d'shem peya. So mel it's tevel. Zok di gemara tonu rabbonon. Shisha dvarim osa chizki amelech. Now the gemara says, just like we said, Yerichoy did six things, and three of them do moicher, three of them were not moicher. So chizki amelech did also six things. Shisha dvarim osa chizki amelech ashloisha hoideloi. Meaning, three of them, Chachom Remoida, he did correctly, and three of them, they were not Moida. Rabbi Yashim in the Oriz and Medayik, by Yericho, it says, Michu. Over here, it says, Loi Hoidu. He says, the difference is, Chizki and Melech was a one-time thing, so it's Loi Hoidu. Mashiach Yericho was a constant, so it was a Michu. So what were the things that they were Moichan?
Here, all six were traits. Here, only three were type of kosher.
What do you mean? There were things that were questionable. Gira Atzmei Zovik, we'll see what they are.
All these six.
Right.
Or Isser. Three of them, they were Micha, three they let go.
They're not, at the end of the day, they weren't Isser. Makivin, Kolon, Kolayoyim, at the end of the day, there was reasons why they did it where it wasn't in the. No, they held that even though it's not proper, but it's not enough to be moicha.
They can hear it was proper. There's three things.
It's also questionable if it's proper. We'll see what they are. Let's see what they are. They're not so posh that they're proper. Zok the Gemara. Shish dvarim os chizki melech hashosh hodu v'lashosh lohidloi. Gir at mezoviv. Al mitish chavolim. There's a din of kibudav. Yes, his father was a rosha. But achos, but lemais, at the end of the day, it was gira atzmei soviv. Now the reason why he did it, Rashi says, in the third line, mishum kapora. He wanted his father to have a kapora. V'lekovra bekovid, v'dargesh u'mita noa u'bnei kiddush Hashem. And likewise, the kiddush Hashem, she is gana al risha v'yusra rishoyim. So Rashi is saying seemingly two reasons. One is a kapora for his father. And number two, that the other rishoyim should take musa. Look what happens to rishoyim at the end. The Chassam Sofer says it's all one reason. The kapora gufa is that the rishoyim take musa from what took place by his funeral. That's gufa one reason. But upon him, it was on this day we're hoideloi. You want to say that it's different because it's be'etzim a good thing. Mashiachin over here, it's bad, but it's lusloi michu. Okay. Zok di gemara girat v'zov al mitzach v'alim v'hoideloi. Next thing, kitet nechash anachoshes v'hoideloi. The Chash and the Choshes, they were Zagdashi Toyim Achav. They made it like an Avodah Zorah. A person looks at it in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was still around. So the reason they kept it around is an artifact. It was an antique. It was a Zechel and Nes. It was a Gaval de Gazach. So he destroyed it. Can you imagine what it would have been worth? What the healing powers? But Lamaisi, he held that it turned into an Avodah Zorah. So Lamaisi, Hoideloi. Because even though it might be a Zechel and Nes, they were Hoideloi because it turned into Toyim Achav, like an Avodah Zorah. V'hoideloi, gona sefer refuas, likewise sefer refuas, because at the end of the day, people relied on sefer refuas, and they were in mispal to the Eibishter. He wanted them to mispal to the Eibishter. So v'hoideloi, they agreed to him. So these things, they taka agreed. Val shloisha, loy hoideloi, what were the three things that they were not moida? Zog di gemara. Kitzitz also says Hechel v'shigun Melech Ashur. Melech Ashur wanted money, ransom. So what did he do? He took the dalsas Hechel, he scraped off the gold, and he sent it to them. It's a terrible zach. Yeah, you had to appease him, but you don't take the dalsas Hechel. Sosa megichon elyon v'lo hoideloi. He closed off the megichon, the water supply, when they were being surrounded for Yerushalayim. So he sosa megichon. So like this, he won't have water. So closing off the Silwan, the megichon. Loi hoideloi. And the reason why loi hoideloi, Rashi says, shoheilu liftoich b'kodesh boruch hu, because it says in the Pesukim Melachim, v'ganoitzi ala ira zois loi shio. I will protect you. So if the Eibishter says, avtoch, I'll protect you, you don't have to be zois megichoin. And likewise, being dalsas eichol shigol no melech Ashur.
What was the downside?
The downside is you're not relying on the Eibishter.
What did Matriach, if they closed megichoin, they affected the water supply in the Simigash?
That could also be true. But the Rashi says the reason is because they should have been miftech b'Hashem b'feirush haposuk v'ganoisi ala ir hazois l'shio. I will protect the city. The next thing, the loy hoideloi, iber nissen b'nissen v'loy hoideloi. What happened was that it was already the first day of Nissen. And then he realized there are people b'derech hachoyka. So let's make another adder, and then the people from derech hachoyka will be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Now the reason why it was loy hoideloi is because the halacha is that once it's already Nissen, you can't make Ma'aber Nissen. You have to Ma'aber in Adar. Now, really, the pshat is that it doesn't mean that he knew this halacha. You can't wait for Nissan and then be Mabrit. It meant he did it on Lamed Adar. Lamed Adar is called Iber Nissan and Nissan because it's royally as Nissan. Since Lamed Adar is royally as Nissan, that's called Iber Nissan and Nissan. Avadi won't be Ma'aber Nissan. Rishon L'Chadoshim. There's no such thing as twice Rishon L'Chadoshim. It can be twice. Once it's Rishon L'Chadoshim, it's Rishon L'Chadoshim. It can be again. So Avadi can be Ma'aber Nissan, it's Tzveitimol. Masha'enkein, HaChodesh Zeh Lochem. Not twice Nissan, but Roilius Nissan, that was the Chiddush that he held was Mutter, and Lamaiseloi Hoideloi, because it's Roilius Nissan. So Drashi could amrinum besanadim brochas, achodish azeh, zen Nissan vein achen Nissan. Now, Lamaise, the Ibur is chal. That means it's not considered the eating chomets now on Adesheni. There's no Issa chomets. Once in Ma'abed, the shame Ibur is chal, so Mela, it's not considered that it's eating chomets. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Markivin. Now the etzem din of Gira Atmis Oviv is a question in the Rishonim. The father was a Rosha. So he's Eino Yisem Aysa Amcha. So is that why it's Mutter? That's what Rashi in Sanhedrin says. The Maisa, the Rambam learns that Yechayivin Kvoid Oviv even by Eino Yisem Aysa Amcha, but that's only Bechayiv. Mashinka Lacha Moisoi, which only the Rabbanon over there is no din of being Mechabdin. That's why he was Gira Taka. Zogt die Gemara. Malkivind kolim kolayoim. They were markivt kolim. They strengthened those kolim, those trees. They shouldn't weaken and die out. So they were markiv them. What does it mean they markiv them? Frank Morgan, Echi Ovid, what did they do? Omer Rabbi the Maisi Asadora. They brought a moist hadas. Vishicha de Daphno. And beer from a tree in Daphno. Called Daphno. Vikimcha de Sari and barley flour. The Romi Bemoni de Lechalf Ale Alboin Yoimin that was in a Kli, that it wasn't 40 days from the grinding. And they boiled it up. And they put it in, they injected it into the heart of the dekel tree. And any other tree that was within 4 amas of the dekel tree, if they wouldn't have gotten the same treatment, they dry up because it's eating up all the nutrients from the surrounding trees. This strengthening of the tree is eating up all the nutrients. Now, this is not hakova. Because, and this is discussed in the Chazanish, in Kalayim, he says, what are you doing? You're being mashke the tree. Now, you happen to be mashke it by surgically injecting this remedy. Whatever you're putting in, the asa and doga and shicha. But lemaisa, hakova means that it grows another branch because of that. Because of what you grafted together. This is a strengthening of the tree itself. It's like being mashka. Mashka is also strengthening. So it's another type of strengthening. This is very negaya by esrogim. We want to have an esrog that's amurkav. Esrogim get better and better every year. So there's soymich, some ashgachas are soymich on this yisoid that it's not a hakova when you're strengthening it and not putting in another tree that creates another branch, but it's rather just being mashka it in azar oifen. I'm not saying exactly this is what they do by Esrogim, but it's definitely negeya to the Issa of Akova, but it's not called Akova, like the Chazanish says. So the first thing they did was, according to one teretz, was they did this injection. Zog de Gemara.
What's wrong with doing that? It's melacha on Erev.
First of all, it's melacha on Erev Pesach. They did a kol hayoyim, even after Chatzos. They did a melacha after Chatzos. Now, this is one of the things that we said, that they were Moicha, right? Makim into Kolon Kiyom v'Kolon Shema v'Goyzim v'Goyzim v'Oyim v'Ele. No, they were not Moicha. I'm sorry, they were not Moicha.
Who cares what they did? It's Malach.
So this was in Yericho. Yericho is not in Yerushalayim, but the Makom of the Akrova. That was the Heter. The Issa Malacha was in the Makom where they makiv the Oisik in the Korban Pesach. There's another problem. There's an Issa HaKova. So the Gemara is saying it's not an Issa HaKova. They weren't Moicha. What do you mean? What happened to the Issa HaKova? There's the Issa of Kelayim. Teretz is not Kelayim, like the Chazanish says. This is not called Kelayim, this Oifen. Zog the Gemara. That's one way that they were Markiv. Rav Acha Bered Rav Omar Manchi Kufre Dichre Lenukveso Anupshat. They took kufra dicha lenukvaso. So Rashi says as follows. What they did was, lo yamakivin, the masnisin, Elamanchi kufre duchel nukvus amanichin v'toychvin gamzio izraka bas shnosa shenitoys v'ilon b'shon l'shavra v'kor lekufre dicha Hashem shemachnitsa noise ba'anaf v'ilon shekoytz anaf gol v'soytkoy u'meisim ezeh b'toychoy. They basically took a branch from the same tree, but a male one is that's oisaperis, and a nekeva is not oisaperis, and they stuck it in. They stuck it into the bark itself. So that sticking of this, so it's, again, it's not hakov, it's the same tree. It's just a zochan and a keva. One is moilid peres, one is not moilid peres, that's called zochan and a keva. So that's not called hakov because it's the same species, it's the same min. So that's why, that's how they strengthened the tree. Now again, they did it because of hefsed moment, and they went yirichoy, and that was their heter. And the maise, lo michu. Zog digamoga, v'korchen eshma. What does it mean, they were korich shma? That was the second thing, that they were not moicha. Zog digamoga, hechi avdi, what did they do exactly? Omer avido, omer gim shma yisrael, Hashem alakeinu, Hashem echad, v'loi hoyom afsikin. That means, you're supposed to stop before v'ahavto. Yemarach be'echad, you stop before v'ahavto. They weren't mafsik. That's one shot. And Rashi explains, because after all, v'ahavto is a tzivui. Shema Yisrael is a kabbalah samach shemaim. Two different things. One is kabbalah samach shemaim, one is a tzivui of v'ahavto. So you have to be mafsik between the two things. Rova omar, mafsikin hoyu. The avad is stopped. Ela shaloh, ela shahoyu, oimrim hayoim al levavecho. The mashma hayoim al levavecho, v'loi michmoch al levavecho. It says in the pasuk, Hayoim al levavecho. So the Hayoim al levavecho implies it's only Hayoim al levavecho and not lemochar. So you have to stop between Hayoim and al levavecho. Zog ma'otan rabbanu keitzen oy korchnes shema. What did another pshat? How did they korch shema? Oimrim shema yisrael Hashem lekein Hashem echad. V'loim mafsikin divrei meyer. Like we said, they weren't mafsik between v'ahavta and shema. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mafsikin. Avada they stopped. Ela shloi hoyu oimrim baruch shem kvoid malchus alolam vod. They did not say baruch shem. Why do we say Baruch Shem? Why do we take say Baruch Shem? Zog digo mo ke de dog shem men lokish dom shem men lokish va yiko yakov bon ave yemel he os va gil kham come gather because yakov gal is the bon of kate how you mean he wanted to tell them the end of days when is talkem and shkin on the shkin was nostalgic oh my he said shem khat shom yesh mitos ipsu maybe I have a descendant that's going to be a psu kavrom shiyot men yishmo and that's when the talk shkin va ave yitzrak shiyot men esov. So maybe one of my children is like similar to that, like my father and grandfather. So maybe that's when nistalka. Omu lebonov, no. Shema Yisrael, Hashem alakeinu, Hashem echad, we all believe in the Eibishter. And the Shlo discusses, how did they call their father by the name Yisrael? His name was Yisrael. Can't say a father's name. So he says, either they titled it before he said Shema Yisrael, or Yisrael Gufa is a shame covered like Adonenu. So that's why it's not considered saying your father's name. Omru, kishem shem belipcha elo echad, just like you, Yaakov, in your heart, you only have one Eibishter, so do we also believe in only one Eibishter. But oyser shall pasach Yaakov avinu v'omar baruch shem kvoid machusay loylam v'ed. So that's why we say baruch shem kvoid machusay, because of Yaakov. Amir rabbonon heichin avid. What should we do, lemaisa? Nemru, if we're going to say baruch shem loyomra moish rabbeinu, meaning it's not just psukah loyposik. Moish rabbeinu said a parsha of kriyashma. Right? If you look in Sefer Devarim, there's a parsh of Kriyashma. So over there, don't say Baruch Shem in that parsh. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem as part of a haftar, as part of Kriyashma. So Elamai loy nemruo, omruo Yaakov. Yaakov said it. So what do we do? How do we get out of this predicament? You say it, then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. You don't say it, Yaakov said it. Zog demarit kinushi ha'im u'maisa b'chashoi. You say it quietly. You talk to say it quietly.
So who's this Rabbanshom said in Pasha in Devarim, or the Shvatim said in Pasha Bechi?
Both are true. There's a Pasha of Kriyashma and Vahafto, and then there's a Baruch Shem Kvoid of Yaakov Avinu. Over there, don't say Shema Yisrael in the Pasha over there. Don't say Shema Yisrael. In Vayichi, it doesn't actually say it. It's a drosha with Dashni. Zok to Gemara. Omar Reb Yitzchok, Amri Dvei Reb Ami. This saying it b'chashoy, this pshara, is moshel similar to the following moshel. Moshel bas melech sherichoy tzike kedera. She smelled a dish coming out of the tzike kedera, and she was embarrassed. It's not impossible for her to say, I have an appetite, give me that dish. Im toimal, if she's going to ask the servants, bring me that delicious food that's cooking on the fire, yesh lo gnai, pasnish. Loi toimar, she's not going to say anything, yesh lo tzar. So the servants understood that she wanted it. They brought it to her without fanfare. She didn't ask for it quietly. And likewise us, that's the same thing, Dr. B'chaim Voloshna, in the Nimshal is, that Baruch Shem Be'etzim is a gnai for us human mortals to say Baruch Shem Poid Machosoy, Loilam Void, that we're Meshabech the Ebishter, the upper hemisphere, Meshabech the Ebishter, Pshat is, but we have to say it, so it's B'chashoy, because of Maise, it's not something that is a shtickle gnai, that who are we to be Meshabech? Now, the Tzlach says that there are times we say Baruch Shem out loud. For instance, by Yom Kippur Kotlin, right? We say Kabbalah Samach Shem, we say Baruch Shem. But over there, there's no Vahafta. The whole problem is saying Baruch Shem without the Vahafta. Moshe Rabbeinu said Vahafta without Baruch Shem. But in the time that you don't say Vahafta, then you could say Baruch Shem out loud. Besides Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a different thing. That's a different reason we like Malachim. Now, Lahalocha, we take a paskin. Let's finish the last Gemara. Om Rabavoit Kinushi or Omri Moise Bekol Gom, Mimbe Taroimis Haminim. Taroimis Haminim. The Minim used to say that you're saying it quietly. You're saying it quietly is a Taroimis. Zog Rashi Shlo Yo Omri Moleinu Shonu Moisifin Dovashena Hogan Bechashoim. Maybe they said quietly, you're whispering something that you're embarrassed to say. Al Koponim, so they said it out loud because of Taroimis Haminim. Zog di Gemogu v'nahardoi de leke minim ad hashta amilu b'chashoi, and we take a say b'chashoi because in the Haidoi there were no minim, so they said b'chashoi. In Lamaise, in the Halacha, we paskin all these things. That means you have to be machmir and marach be'echod, you have to say Baruch Shem, you have to stop after Shema before Baruch Shem, you have to stop after Baruch Shem before Vahafto, you have to be mafsik between, Tosis over here says, lahaps loy mafsikim ben Shema Yisrael l'shem, the mashmir de'oim l'shem, sheishma Yisrael v'yanim. Not Shema Yisrael Hashem. Hashem, listen to Yisrael. No. Not Hashem, please listen to the cries and davening of Kal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem. You have to mafsik ben Yisrael and Hashem. So all these things we pass in Halacha, this din of Tosfos, Shema Yisrael, you have to stop before Yisrael and Hashem. You have to stop before after. You have to say Baruch Shem. You have to stop by Hayoim al Levavecha. It should be Hayoim al Levavecha lafukim mochar. And in the second parasha, it also says, Hashem imitzave eschem Hayoim la'avos Hashem. You have to stop between Hayoim and la'avo. All these things, you have to be mafsik. In addition, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brocha says that you have to read the parasha betameho, meaning with the trop. And that's another inyan by Kriya Shema to be makpid on. It's brought down in Halacha. And the oifen of the Kriya is really supposed to be with the trop. There were six things that Anshi Richoi did. Three of them were betzoin chachomim. Our Mishnah did not say it was B'tzayin Chachomim. Our Mishnah said, Shisha Dvorim, they all did, all six were Shaloi B'tzayin Chachomim, just three were Michu, three were Loi Michu. The Gemara is going to discuss that. But right now the Gemara says, Shloisha they were B'tzayin Chachomim, and Shloisha Loi B'tzayin Chachomim. Ve'el B'tzayin Chachomim, these were B'tzayin Chachomim. Markivin Tkolim Kol Ayoim, they were Markiv Tkolim Kol Ayoim, like we said in our Mishnah. They were Loi Michu was Markivin Tkolim Kol Ayoim on Erev Pesach. Ve'korich Neshma, like we said in our Mishnah too, Korich Neshma, that means they did not stop in the place you're supposed to stop, like we just explained. And the koitzin lefnei oimer. Now, Armish said, the koitzin the goitzin lefnei oimer. And Rashi over there was goyrus, that you take out koitzin because it's not a mokoim, shemevim imenu esa oimer. So it's only the goitzin was the problem, and they were not michu. But not goyrus koitzin. Over here, punkt, in this price, it says that we're koitzin lefnei oimer. So it doesn't even mention Goichin. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Zok the Gemara ve'elu shaloi b'tzayin chachomim. What were the things that were shaloi b'tzayin chachomim? Goichin lefnei oimer. So now Goichin, we taka mentioned in our Mishnah as something of a loy michu. Here we're saying it's shaloi b'tzayin chachomim. Meaning the Goichin, the piling up of lefnei oimer, not to do any work prior to the hakrovas oimer. Because if you're going to pile it up, you're misasking it, you might come to eat from it before the hakrova. Uparts and Protes began saying, Uparts saying, Lahachel Neshel Aniyim. That is, they made a hole in the Gedorim, in their fences, so that Aniyim can come in and eat the Neshorim, meaning the Peres Hanoishrin. When was this? On Shabbos. La'aniyim b'shtei b'tzeres b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Now, this is like we said in the Mishnah, that Oichlin mitachas haneshorim b'shabbos, that was this Nekuda about Noilad. And it looks like they plucked it on Shabbos. We'll see soon in the Gemara. And Umatirin gomzioi shel hegdash shel choy v'shel shikma divra meya. And they were matir the gomzioys, meaning the branches that grew, the gidl of the anofim, even though the aviseim were makdish, the etzim barks, but that which grew after was niktzatz, that they held was not kodesh. Omaloi Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda told the meya, im betzen chachomoi oisim, if the first three things was betzen chachomim, so ye kol adam oisim kein, so everyone should do so. Till now we learned these were things that was loymichu, but it wasn't betzen chachomim. Now you're saying it's betzen chachomim. Zog demava no, ela pshad is obviously, ela elu ve'elu shloi betzen chachomim. Everything was betzen chachomim. Ela elu ve'elu shloi betzen chachomoi oisim. Al shloi shemichu biyodom, va shloi shloi michu. The difference is, three that were moicha and three that weren't moicha. And what are the three that they were moicha? Ve'elu, or what were the three first that were not moicha? Ve'elu shloi michu biyodom. Ma'akim et kolim kol ayoim, like we said, that it wasn't in Yerichai, it wasn't in Yerichai, I mean, and it wasn't in Yerushalayim, the Makom HaDakrova, it wasn't real Hakovah, because it was only being Mashkede Ilonois, and strengthening it. The second thing, that they were not Moicha, V'Koich HaNeshma, they were Korich Shema, and they weren't Moicha, V'Koitzrin, V'Goitchen, Lefnei HaOmer, here we talk of Goyris, Koitzrin, V'Goitchen. But the main thing is, they were Goydish before the Omer, and that was Taka, Shaloi B'Tzon Chachomim. Meaning that was Taka, Loi Michu, it was Taka Shloi B'Tzen Chachomim, but it was Loi Michu B'Yodom. It was Taka Shloi B'Tzen Chachomim, but it was Loi Michu. The Eilu Shemichu, what were the three that were Taka Moicha? Zogim Ola Matirin Gomzioi Shel Hekdesh, Shel Choy V'Shel Shikmo. They were Matir the Gomzioi's, those things that grow out of the barks that the forefathers were Makdish. They were Matir the Gomzioi Shel Hekdesh, the Gedulei Hekdesh. And they made these pierces in their ganois, in their fences, so that aniim can take the nesharim. And the third thing that they were moicha is noisnim peya liyerek, because they gave peya to a yerek, and really there is no peya chal in yerek, so mele lives a chiv trumas and maises, and it remains betivlom, and aniim thought that it's regular peya, and you're not mechuyim in trumas and maises. So it's tevel. They were going eating tevel. Noisim peyer liyerek umichu biyaron chomim. They were taka moichan that. Frag the Gemara. V'sover Rabbi Yehuda ktsira shloi b'tzen chachomi. You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda says that ktsira koitzin v'goitzin lefnei oimer was shloi b'tzen chachomim. What's wrong with being koitzer? V'ot na'an anchi richa koitzin lefnei oimer b'rotzin chachomim. Like Rashi was going in the Mishnah, the ktsira in Yericho is not a problem. It's not a mokim that you bring the oimer from. Yata maybe, mokim shiata maybe at the koitzer. So what do you mean? It was loy b'tzen chachomim, the etzem ksira. Frag the Gemara v'atanan, an shirichi koitzer l'fnei oimer b'rotzen chachomim, v'goitzer l'fnei oimer shloy b'tzen chachomim. The Gedisha was takash loy b'tzen chachomim. Because if you're misasik in the Gedisha and parling, you might come to eat from it before that krovas oimer. But the etzem ksira is not a problem. That is b'tzen chachomim. And for the Zog Gemara, Now, even was shloi b'tzaynom, but they weren't moicha. And for the Gemara, dafnun vavam et beiz. Man shamele the oma michu v'loy michu. Who is the one that says that the loshen is michu v'loy michu, not rotzin v'loy b'tzayn? Because Rameya said b'tzayn chachomim shloi b'tzayn, and we said it can be that three were b'tzayn, but rather Reb Yehuda is the one that says that it's michu v'loy michu, everything is shloi b'tzayn and it's michu v'loy michu. Reb Yehuda he, that's like Reb Yehuda. V'katoni koitzim b'tzayn chachomim, he taka says koitzim b'tzayn chachomim, and indeed he says that koitzim b'tzayn chachomim, and there was no problem with the ktsira, only with the gedisha. V'letameich, and according to you, that both of them were shloi b'tzayn chachomim. Even a ktsira, so l'chayra, it's shver, because it ends up being, there are four. There's makivin, there's korch and shema, there's koitzin and goitzin. And we said there's only three. V'letameich hani abo hava, elesami mikan ktsira, indeed take out ktsira, and ktsira is taka b'tzen chachomim. We'll stop over here at the top of Nun Vav Amid Beis.